Futurity, motherfucker. Really? I'm just trying to help you.
I'm sorry, but I don't need your help.
Yes, you do, motherfucker. You do. You do need my help, sir. Can't you see that, you son of a bitch?
Could you please just let me check out my groceries?
Fuck you. I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
Wow. This is...
You gotta ask Jesus Christ.
We're I don't have sinners. To do anything.
We're all sinners.
Okay.
He's not gonna force you to do
you're
it.
You're sinning right now.
No, I'm not, motherfucker. You fucking accuser. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking accuser. You motherfucking accuser. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Wow.
You motherfucking accuser. Accuser of the fucking brethren, you motherfucker.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm pissed because he won't recon.
Okay. I just want to get some groceries and go home.
Yo, yo, yo. This your boy, the Doc, from the Dr. Bracer Network, a.k.a. the DM Dumpster Diver, a.k.a. the Godfather Thirst, and the corner of the phrase Crisis of Infinite Thirst. Just calling to follow up on that Joe Burrow discussion. For those of you who are not Patreon members, you're going to join and find out. But, Joe Burrow is a new smoking Jay Cutler meme. He just looked like if you put a lit Marlboro on his lip, it fits. No matter what picture you look at. That's why you mad.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 389. I'm your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ. A.K.A. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today. A.K.A. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner. A.K.A. LeBron Flames. A.K.A. the king of the lames. A.K.A. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers. A.K.A. Germ Cena. A.K.A. Pod Strickland. A.K.A. Fat Sajak. A.K.A. the Brooks Bandit. A.K.A. the Mike Jordan of recording. A.K.A. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom. A.K.A. ASAP Stocky. A.K.A. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. A.K.A. the Podfather. A.K.A. the grandson of Virgil Tibbs. A.K.A. Rowdy Potty Piper. And the last A.K.A. Pie Girly. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all. Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader that you use. Just go ahead and do that. Help us out. Don't forget, we got the voicemail. We can call in and leave a voice message at 347-201-2572. Don't forget, we got the Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. And support the team, get behind the scenes, exclusive content. We even got a special podcast over there. And you get shout out on the show like our latest Patreon, John Madden Jr. So shout out to Mr. John Madden Jr. Appreciate you joining the Patreon. Hope y'all enjoy it. And don't forget the easiest way you can support us is by sharing, retweeting, reblogging, telling a friend, you know what I'm saying, let them know, like, hey, it's a good show. You might want to check it out since you listen to the podcast. You know, we appreciate that. So, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was okay. It's a little up and down. Just a little extra special stuff going on at the job. So, you know, to protect the innocent, I guess I won't go into any detail. But, you know, every day it's the same kind of stuff. But they just keep on coming.
Hey, man, as long as you just keep bobbing and weaving, bobbing and weaving. You know, so that's what you got to do, man. Don't let them knock you down.
What about your day? What about your week?
Wow, she finally asked. My week, nothing important happened. We had a great holiday on Monday. So we had a 3-day weekend. I went with all that community activist stuff on Martin Luther King Day because I have a real job. And Monday was a day off for me, and I was going to enjoy my day off. I did, however, end up, I finished raking the yard. You know what I'm saying? So finally, I got all the leaves from this season out of the yard, and I feel better about it. You know, maybe some grass can grow.
Maybe. What kind of grass?
I mean, hey, you know, I love to have some of that grass growing. I might drop me a plant this year just to see how it go. I might do that. See, you know, I've been pretty good growing that ivy out there. So, you know, I might step my game up, see if I could grow something else. You know what
I'm saying? It's kind of cool. It ain't got to come in.
Nah. It's resistant. You know, they're tough plants.
Okay.
I might bring it in, though, just in case.
Okay.
But, you know, who knows? And poinsettia can stay outside, though, because it's a winter plant.
Okay, if you say so, I don't.
I mean, the point said it's probably about to die soon because that's what.
Yeah, it's time for it.
Yeah, that's where it's supposed to go. But yeah, man, that's all about our weeks. Let's go ahead and get into this outline because we got a lot to cover tonight. And it's cold in a motherfucker. I don't know where you at in the United States, but we're in Florida, so you probably not nowhere southern than us unless you like southern Florida. But if it's cold in Florida, I'm pretty sure it's cold everywhere else that's listening to this show. Got a question for you. I want to know, is this girl wrong? All right. So we have this mixed girl. She's half black, half white. She goes to the little beauty store and, you know, she noticed that some of the eyelashes that she likes, they are taped up or whatever, got, you know, for security reasons. And then on her way out the store, she makes like a video and she says that, she's angry. She's in Indianapolis and she said this certain store, and you see taped up eyelashes, you know it's the black girls that work at McDonald's that is coming in there stealing them, and they call them ghetto ass black bitches. So she's going in about the eyelashes that, you know, we go in about, but in this video she calls them ghetto ass black bitches. And so the internet start lighting her ass up because they're like, yo, who is you talking about black people? They, first of all, she's on the fair skinned side and she's talking shit about black women. Call them ghetto black bitches. And, you know, like I said, I was with you when you was talking shit about the damn eyelashes because them shits look bad, but you was going in there to buy them too.
So that's my thing. Like, you mad because they taped up.
You mad because, yeah.
If they taped up, then that means they're there and you can purchase them if that's what you choose to do. So that sounds like you coming in there trying to steal some shit.
Yeah. I mean,
if you pressed about the fact that they not easily accessible.
Yeah, just buy them. Or the kind she want are all bought up. Or I mean, I don't understand. So then after that, she goes on a video and she makes a video like my black side. She got like a dashiki on, dressed like a black person. And then she's like, my white side. I'm half and half. These two worlds. You know, she's trying to defend her talking shit about, you know what I'm saying, black people. Which, I mean, hey. You know, you're free to do what you want to do.
You can say what you want to say, but you don't have the right to do that because you happen to be half black. That don't mean shit to me.
Yeah. I mean, just because you have something, you might not identify with that side at all. You know what I'm saying? So I could be half white and not fuck with white people at all. Or vice versa. I could be half black and like, yo, I don't fuck with niggas like your boy Pat Mahomes. I'm pretty sure he don't fuck with no black people in his family. I'm pretty sure he doesn't. You know what I'm saying? You know, he doesn't seem like he lived that lifestyle. And I think that's what, you know, mixed people, like, you have the chance to, you can straddle the fence, or you can jump all on one side, you know what I'm saying? But you got to be careful, you know what I'm saying, when you go so hard, and you just can't make an excuse like, oh, I could do this because I'm half black, I could say this, you know, no, you can't.
And you could be black.
Yeah.
And the shit going to be the same, because you don't have the right to go and say nothing when you talking about some, you going to call them raggedy black people, or
ghetto black
people. Because that doesn't even make any sense. Because if you coming in there for the same product that these same ghetto black people wearing, you just as ghetto as they are.
Yeah.
Because that's what the shit is. It's ridiculous when you talking about them lashes that they wearing nowadays. I don't care what you look like. You look stupid when you put that shit on your face. So, no. I mean, you can call them whatever. But all of y'all look alike. Black, white, in between, Asian, whoever. It's a dumb fashion thing that has come out trend. And it doesn't add any value or any beauty to your look.
Yeah, because I mean, I guess ladies be checking for the lashes because niggas don't be giving. Yeah, I never heard no dude like, boy, you know that girl with the pretty ass lashes, boy. Ooh, you know the one of them lashes, boy, them things look like, boy, they look like they mink or something, boy, them things look soft, boy, them. No, niggas don't give a damn about no fucking lashes. That's just another
thing. I mean, and it's just something for them to catch somebody's eye.
Yeah, I guess.
But it ain't really nothing that's, you know, it's like, yeah, give you another second of my time or something.
I guess when you
do a double take?
Yeah, you blink or something. I'm like, ooh, boy, them lashes, boy. Like,
no.
Nah, I've never, no, nah. Lashes are not on the radar. But, I mean, as far as a girl go, I mean, hey, like I said, our president was mixed, and he seemed not to, you know, want to talk about no black issues, and y'all love him.
So, you whatever. Know. I mean, you ain't even got to do that. You I'm ain't got to do that. The bro, facts are, these people need to understand their place. You can't, I don't care who you are, you ain't got no business calling nobody ghetto black bitches number 1, 2, and 3 because it's out of place.
Yeah.
And if you and the ghetto black bitches got something in common, you a ghetto black bitch. Mm. So you might want to be careful about the stuff that you say, because clearly if y'all have the same, you know, taste in lashes, y'all in the same category.
Yep.
So you think in the same way, you feel some type of way about them because the stuff was put up. Or it was sold out. I mean, what you mad for? All that shit come from China. Go online.
Get you some more.
AliExpress it. And hey.
There's got to be more one beauty store in Naptown. Maybe they just got the best ones over there.
Maybe and they so do.
Everybody know that's the spot to go to, then, I mean.
Why you mad?
Exactly. Get over it.
Jinx.
Yeah. I'm starting to see a lot of people start talking about the vets again. People talk about the vets and vets, how they love the vets, and hey, the soldiers this, the soldiers that, and you shouldn't disrespect the vets or the flag, and you know, all Colin Kaepernick disrespected the vets, but let's talk about some real vets. Mm-hmm. Because this man right here, his name is Jerry Holloman. He's 69 years old, of Collins, Mississippi. He served in Vietnam and Iraq, but lost his legs due to gangrene last year. Collins, who has survived cancer, kidney failure, and diabetes, most of which he claims is from Agent Orange used in Vietnam, received his pair of prosthetic legs from Hanger, but they were taken away when the Department of Veteran Affairs refused to pay for them. Now,
anybody who has been exposed to Agent Orange should get any damn thing they want in this country.
How the fuck your legs get repoed, my nigga? Like, and then,
that's a
how you gonna come get my legs from me? Like, I'm not letting you come take my legs from me.
Clearly, you have no choice.
These bitches strapped on. You not taking my legs from me.
Clearly, they were.
Fuck that shit, man. That's fucked up. Hey, boy, the government gangsters, fuck. Y'all swear y'all love these veterans, but meanwhile, this nigga getting his legs repoed.
And that's just, like, how did you feel like, you could come to somebody's door and ask for this? Like, for real? That don't even make no sense.
So basically, it's after the initial report came out, Holloman's set of prosthetic legs were returned to him a few days later. So this nigga had to go like 3-4 days
with no legs. Going nowhere. Shit.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, bro, I had made plans, nigga. Like, I had a date. Like, I was supposed to get me some buns, nigga. You took my legs from me?
Easy access.
Nah, girl. Like, I lied to the girl. She don't know I ain't got no legs. She just know I get this check.
She should know something wrong with your ass. You said you have been exposed to Agent Orange. Your dick probably don't even get up.
Yeah, you probably right. That nigga probably got 3 dicks or something.
I'm done.
Man, so they said, according to Fox News, this is from New York Post. I don't want y'all think King Germ going around reading Fox News and shit like that.
I was finna ask, but I ain't want to mess with
this. This is from the New York Post. Probably even worse, but I mean, you know, they're a little more reputable than Fox News. The VA told Holloman that the prosthetic legs were obtained as a private purchase, so they couldn't pay for them, and was then told to use Medicare, which he refused, as he would have to make a copay. Goddamn, Jerry, like, you got to give a little bit.
No, he don't. Have he been exposed to Agent Orange?
I mean, nigga, everybody got to pay their motherfucker. Ah, no. Fuck that, nigga.
No.
You got to pay your copay, Jerry.
No, it ain't. When that shit shut down your CNS, ain't no reason why.
Look, it don't say on your form when you come in there.
I don't care.
I don't see no box to check out. Was you with the Agent Orange box? No. You got a copay. Pay your $40, nigga. That's what I'm saying.
He might not have had $40. Man got diabetes and kidney problems. The man is on another medication. He ain't got no damn $40. The government owe him them damn legs. I'm glad they gave them back to him.
So then, after his plight made headlines around the country, the VA said it would settle the dispute and is willing to make him a new set of prosthetic legs free of charge.
So he got a spare now.
Yeah, nigga got a spare leg.
He got a spare set. He can leave some over to his girlfriend's house. He can wear some home. This is a mess.
Oh,
this is
man. A mess. So he said, but Holloman, who received a Bronze Star medal, said the damage is done and they ruined his Christmas. Nigga, you ain't got no fucking legs. Your Christmas been ruined. You done missed a lot of Christmas been ruined. Nigga, but I mean, I can understand. Maybe this was you had just got some legs.
Yeah, so he about to shine on them.
That nigga said he went by them new J's and everything to put on his fake ass legs. And they took the I bet you they took his shoes when they took. I'm like, hey, they're my shoes. Nigga, give me my shoes.
Even if they ain't had no shoes on, now you can't wear them. Shit, you in the damn chair. You ain't got no legs to show off.
Hey, look what he said. Jerry said, it's like somebody walked up to you and gave you a punch in the gut. Why would you come take a veteran's legs?
That's sad.
Hey, boy, America, boy. This is the country we live in.
Hey.
Hey, boy, we take a veteran legs from it. That nigga legs got repoed, bro. It's real.
That's crazy.
Yo, man, look, my nigga. Like, yo, you would have had to fight me to come get my legs off, nigga. Like,
you wouldn't have to. That's bro, what I'm
saying. Bro, I still got an upper body. You going to have to catch me. I'm going to take off or something.
Take off in what?
I'm going to run. I got my legs on. For you to repo my legs, you going to have to take them off
maybe
of me.
Maybe he didn't have them on man, when they came there.
Man, what, how you going to get in my door? You're not letting you in my house to steal my legs. I'm like, yo, what you here for? Oh, we need those legs back. I told you the other day we was coming. Hey, the errands, man, they was like Aaron sitting outside his house.
Don't do that.
They called Dog the Bounty Hunter to come get his legs back.
That's sick.
His legs was on South Beach, so they had Bernice and all them come to look for his legs. Lizard Lick Recovery. They was...
And that's sad. But my thing is, I want to know parking who processed wars. The paperwork.
That man put a boot
to
on
that they were supposed to come back to get this man legs.
Hey, bro, that had to be. They were like, yo, we got to come get them legs back. Well, maybe he was like, yo, he kept coming in adjusting. They say, hey, nigga, you ain't even paid for these shits yet, bro. Like, he probably over me. They breaking my leg out, man. They rubbing on my skin or something. God, dog.
So they saw that problem.
Yeah, America, y'all love y'all vets, but meanwhile, y'all repoing their legs. You only love them if they pay their copay.
So, only.
Yeah, so look, I don't give a damn, all you military people, pay your motherfucking copay. Don't, you know, the Medicare, they say, yo, Medicare pay for it. Just pay the copay. I don't want to do that. Mm-mm. No. I mean, Jerry, quit being a cheap bastard, Jerry. All the fucking, I mean, you got to be disabled. You 69, like, I mean,
really?
Where's your family at, bro? But hey, man, shout out to them, man. Doc, you're in the, you're in the field where you do research, correct?
Correct.
So, do y'all get these grants and stuff? Like, what do y'all be doing with the research money? You're supposed to fund
it's
your
not
research.
Supposed to. You are.
You're supposed to fund your research. You're not supposed to live off this or nothing like that, is you?
I mean, you can have some supplement.
Let it be research supplement, right?
Yeah, it's a supplement to your income.
Oh, okay. But, this professor right here allegedly spent $185,000 of his research funds on strippers and bars.
Okay. That sounds reasonable.
His name is African. His name is like, I'm going to go ahead and try to say his name. No disrespect. Chika Adenaka.
Sounds very disrespectful.
Nawakapanka.
Nawakapanka. I don't care what you say. That ain't the way you did it.
Nawakpa. Wakpa. Yeah, it make them noises. He allegedly used cancer research fund. Hey, look, why is all the people stealing? It must be a lot of cancer money in that. That's what we need to do our research on, some cancer shit, because they ain't going to never find the cure, and they keep pumping money into cancer. And they ain't, man, they've been damn researching cancer my whole fucking life, and they ain't got nowhere. So I think that's where we need to go.
You think so?
Yes, researching cancer. Shit. So he used cancer. I mean, Lance Armstrong, the Livestrong, he was stealing the cancer money. All that shit. Niggas walking around here with yellow bands on their arm, Livestrong and Lance just stealing all the money.
But that's because there ain't no accountability. If
none,
ain't no checks and balances.
Because they know you ain't going to find no cure to cancer. And once you find a cure, they're going to be like, hey, give me that. Give me that. No. That's the biggest scam going on now, cancer research. But anyway, we're going to get back to the story.
Let me take
my tinfoil hat off. Sorry, Jay Woods. I had to take the tinfoil off. He allegedly used the cancer research funds to have fun with strippers. African man served as professor at Drexel University, where he served as chair of the school's engineering department, according to ABC Philadelphia. As a department chair, African man had access to funds provided by the Department of the Navy, the Department of Energy, and the National Science Foundation. Following an internal audit, Drexel discovered African man made numerous personal purchases between July 2007 and April 2017. So that lets me know right there, 10 years of research for cancer, nigga, you ain't, what? He ain't had nothing else because they like the, it wasn't, what can you, like, there's no cure. So the research, he's like, I got to spend his money on something. I got to.
So he had enough pipettes. He didn't have enough agents that, you know what I'm saying?
It just.
Nothing that he had to purchase.
That
he had time to buy prostitutes.
Because
he had to funnel the money some kind of way because you don't get it in no form of cash. So you're buying, I mean, I guess they might have had a P card. So he was able to have his money on the institution's P card. Then that way he was able to use it. But I just feel like at some point, some checks and balances should have realized after year one, if he was using this for the prostitutes in the first year, that should have got caught up somewhere.
First of all, they weren't prostitutes. They were dancers.
Same thing.
No. Prosecutors, you got me by saying prostitutes. Prosecutors claim that the professor spent $185,000 on strippers, nightclubs, and bars. However, African man claimed the funds were used in catering and food. My nigga, $185,000 worth of food?
That's 10 years. You so that's catering? A long, I mean, that's $18,000 a year. That's nothing.
How many events you catering? Should you I catering have, every day.
He might have some community outreach program. $18,000 a year. Community outreach.
He was outreaching, all right? He was outreaching his hands and reaching into them damn drawers and putting dollar bills in them.
So
they say this man, African man, also allegedly attempted to get reimbursement using research grant funds. Now, I don't know how that goes, but this nigga, he double dipping.
He said he wanted all brand new socks and drawers.
Damn, then they say Drexel, the school, paid $189,000 to the United States to resolve a potential liability lawsuit. Wow. So Philadelphia
DA
charged African man with theft by unlawful taking and theft by deception. So I gotta say, dude, you gotta do better than that.
Like, I mean, because you ain't even try to hide it.
They probably was like, they came by his office like, yo, there ain't nothing going on in this motherfucker. Like, they probably like, yo, you ain't trying to find the cure, nigga. Like, what's going on? I don't see no new test tubes. Like, what's going on? You still got that same ass goddamn microscope you had when you was researching goddamn AIDS, nigga.
I'm done.
Like, you know, so, like I said, the money must be in cancer. And I think we need to, that's what we need to find out then. Like, let's let the other, whatever we was researching,
we're
going to let that go. We're going to start from ground one. We're going cancer.
Okay.
Cancer.
Moving right along.
Cancer caused by marijuana. That's what we're going to do. Cancer caused by marijuana. That's going to be ahead of the curve. See, right now,
there's nobody getting cancer.
Exactly. But somebody got to. So we're going to figure out why. What's in marijuana that don't give you cancer but in tobacco? See what I'm saying? You cancer.
Okay.
So that's what you're going to study.
All right.
You know,
good.
You need a sample, somebody to experiment
on.
Smokes
weed? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And see, like, yo, I know for a fact we got like 20-some years right here.
Uh-huh.
And no cancer cells or nothing.
Okay.
But you got this Joe Blow over here been smoking cigarettes for 5 years and bam, he got cancer.
Mm.
Like, what happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
I'm going to go and take that on.
Yes. So that's what we're going to do. Cancer research.
All
cancer
right,
research.
Got it.
That's where we at now because it's money in that.
All right.
If they just giving away money like that. 10 years, you ain't had to show nothing. I just gave you money in 10 years. Like, yo, goddamn.
I mean, he had to get a renewal because it's every 5 years most grants.
Wow.
So he had to get a renewal. He fucked up some stuff for 5 years and then got another part of money 5 years after
I think
that.
The fucked up part when he asked for the reimbursement. He probably would have got away with it if he never tried to get the money back. But he probably was down there tricking on Sunshine. And then next thing you know, Sunshine
fell through.
Yeah, he was like, damn, man, Sunshine don't dance no more, whatever, whatever. And he was just like, man, I need to get that money back. He looked at it, you know, but goddamn, African man. See, that's what I told y'all. Watch out for the Africans. They will scam your ass. They will scam you, man. Yes. Watch them. He just scammed Drexel University and the United States government. Cancer research money, man. I just can't believe that's what the money is. But hey, man, we're going to get some of that.
Sound good to me.
Yes, sir. I was online the other day. I read a story. This husband and wife, the wife is pregnant, and the husband and her decided that they were going to give each other hall passes. Now, this is genius by the husband because, A, your wife pregnant. You know what I'm saying? She going to use her hall pass. It's like, is it a limit on my hall pass? Like, do I got to use it now? Because, you know, according to it looks like the husband going to use his now. That's why they agreed to have one. But you pregnant. You look trifling as hell trying to go out there and use your hall pass and you pregnant. And then, like, well, you going to wait till. So, basically, you got to wait some time till the baby gone. Then after that, till you feel like you're ready to fuck something again. So, maybe that's the genius on the husband part. But dumb on the wife part for
agreeing
because you didn't think about it, like, in your situation. Maybe, like, you want to keep your husband, and I just don't understand because, I mean, TMI, pregnant pussy, some good stuff. I mean,
okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't want to have sex with nobody else is pregnant, you know, that ain't my baby because that's weird. You know, that really makes you think different about the woman. Like,
it shouldn't.
Like, that's some wild shit. Shouldn't. Like, you let somebody else feed the baby? Like, are you crazy?
Yeah, I mean.
That's disgusting.
I don't see why you would care.
I mean, I wouldn't care.
I mean, if you the nigga who smashing, get what you came for and go about your business. I mean,
you can't go in there raw. You can't go in there raw. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Well, you still get herpes or something like that.
But you ain't got to worry about getting pregnant.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about getting pregnant. She ain't get pregnant twice unless she got one of them double vaginas like
okay.
The D girls be having
now. I don't know about those.
Like they have two uteruses?
Yeah, no.
In the same uterus?
Yeah, no.
That's crazy.
It's not.
What you mean? They got them now. Like, I mean, it must be something genetically modified or some GMO people they got now. But yeah, they got two uteruses. And I was just like,
what you mean, need one of those for?
I don't know what you need a double uterus.
You need two of them?
Okay. I mean,
I got the job done with one, so.
I mean, some people got two. So I guess maybe you can get pregnant in both of them.
Yeah, no. I would hope not.
Unless, like, they got, well.
That's just horrible.
That'd be crazy.
That's horrible.
Yeah, two fucking nuts.
And then you fuck around and have two different people babies.
Yeah, they twins, but they're not twins.
Lord, you pregnant, and you one pregnancy is 3 months ahead of the other one. That's too much going on. That's toxic.
But anyway, I would like to know, would you ever be cool with giving your spouse a hall pass?
What would you think?
Would I
wait on me?
I'm asking you first.
I mean, I said no, but my biggest thing is the fact that if I'm giving you a hall pass, we ain't together no more.
I mean, that like, at what point in your relationship do you get there? You like, you know what? I think it'll make it. Like, I don't think that'll make my relationship stronger. I don't think that'll make my relationship better.
Because ain't gonna be nothing but people being jealous and people being mad. Because it's gonna be a time where I'm gonna have somebody.
A hall pass is a one time thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a hall pass. Like okay. You don't get to reuse your hall pass. Like, you get a one shot deal.
Okay, well, either way it go, you can't plan it. So that I can just have this perfect night.
Like, what if I'm like, you like, yeah, hey, baby, I was thinking about going, so, this is my hall pass. I was going to use my hall pass this weekend, remember? Oh, today is the 6th, isn't it? Oh, I'm sorry. We just rescheduled. Like,
yeah, I'm never going to come second to your girlfriend or your playmate or whatever you're doing out there in the streets. That's not going to happen. I mean, and then if you're going to say hall pass shit, I'm going to spend the night out and all.
That's your hall pass night.
I'm not coming home till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, what am I rushing home for? If you're doing this and you know I'm doing it, hell, going to turn up. But who going to accept that? Because you're going to be acting stupid. So you can say whatever you want to say, but you ain't going to be like, open arms when I come back the next morning.
Oh, hell no. Ain't going to be no fucking open arms you come back. Nigga, I ain't going to be here. I'll be like, yo, man, I just got to stay away from something, man. Like, nah, bro. Like, hell no. I ain't strong enough for that shit. I'm sorry. I ain't strong enough and I ain't weak enough for that shit. Like, because that's just not going to happen. Like, hell no. Like, I wouldn't. Nah, I couldn't. I just don't understand these new culture people. Like, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you're in a relationship with somebody. You're not in a relationship to fuck other people and to be swingers or to have threesomes or. Nah, that's the point of monogamy, my nigga. Like.
You think so?
Yes, like, I just. I couldn't do it. Because that's like I said, like Saul Wright always say, that day she come home and be like, yo, I'm a little sore. That's going to fuck your whole head up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm done.
I'm sore. Like, what? Like, what the fuck did you do last night? Like, because, nah, bro. Like, hell nah. Like, And then you just, because, you know, like, you gonna wild out.
It ain't nothing but an ego.
Yeah.
Niggas can do whatever they want. Niggas don't feel no shame or nothing. Niggas do whatever they feel like, hey, they can come on back. It's all good. a woman do something, oh my God, it's the end of the world. Yes. Somebody done damaged it.
Yes.
I mean, like, how? How?
Because it's just like, it's the truth.
It's just the ego. It ain't nothing else. It's that you don't think nobody should be able to run up in your girl, but you don't have no problem with niggas running up into other people.
What you mean?
I'm saying, if a dude did it, if you did it, if your friends did it, you wouldn't be like, oh my God, man, you're wrong.
Yes, I would.
Nobody's ever saying nothing.
I tell my friends they're wrong all the time when they tell me they did stuff wrong. Okay. I mean, you know, I'd be like, hey, bro, I'm that friend to tell you not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Yeah, I don't sit there and co-sign the fuckery. I'd be like, yo, nigga, you're wrong. You dead wrong. That's me. Oh, well, that's me. I'm that friend. You could call any of my friends, they would tell you that that's me. I tell them when they dead wrong. Why you think they always call me for advice? Because they know I'm going to get it to them blood raw. They know, like, man, he ain't gonna sugarcoat it for me. He gonna tell me the truth. And that's what I do.
Okay.
But, yeah, as far as that, man, because then, let's say, for instance, you came to me with that idea, that means that you had already been scouting. And you were just trying to get my blessing for it. And, you know what I'm saying? Or you might have already been doing it. You might have already been doing it. And you want to, you know, make me feel better. Like, oh, it'll make my conscience feel better if I let him get him one off. But, you know, nah, man. Hey, fellas, if your girl offer you a hall pass, don't fall for that shit. And ladies, vice versa, don't fall for that shit, man. Just if that shit come up, man, the relationship over, man. It's over. Because I don't think introducing more people in your relationship will make your relationship better. I just don't feel that is the answer. Like, how is that going to make me and you closer by us having sex with another woman? Or you
having sex with another woman, I'm having sex with another man.
I'm talking about a threesome.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, how would that make us close? Or a hard pass giving out would not make your relationship any better. It's just going to complicate things even more. If you got problems now, what you think will happen when
you start catching feelings? Because all you got to do is have some good sex someplace
else. I mean, because you got to understand, if you've been having sex with the same person for a long time, you might get something new, and you might think it's that good. But it was just like, it's just different. That's all it is. It ain't no better. It's just not the same. You know what I'm saying? You used to eating butter pecan ice cream. Oh, nigga, give you a little taste of strawberry. You're like, that's all right. But then you're going to be like, I really like butter pecan. Like, that's why I married butter pecan, because I like butter pecan ice cream. I didn't marry strawberry ice cream. I didn't marry vanilla ice cream. I didn't marry pistachio ice cream. You know what I'm saying? I married butter pecan because that's what I like. And then, you know.
Kinda.
What you mean?
They said it might want 31 flavors, so they want to
try to
change the spectrum out.
Yeah, then sometimes, but you always go back to what you like.
What you like the most.
Butter pecan ice cream.
I'm just saying, but it's what you like the most. Because you could eat some other stuff.
Yeah, you could try it, but then, you know, you really love the butter pecan.
So you say.
Yes, that's why I bought the butter pecan. I bought it. I'm buying me a lifetime supply of butter pecan ice cream.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I'm butter pecan.
If you my ice cream, yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't like chocolate ice cream.
Oh.
That's what I was like. I had to use the ice cream that I like.
I mean, it's fine with me.
Yeah. Chocolate ice cream. I don't really like chocolate ice cream. I don't really like chocolate. I don't like chocolate cake. I don't like chocolate on chocolate. I just don't like chocolate by itself. Like,
I love chocolate.
Chocolate is just like, you got to have like peanut butter with it or
marble.
No, I don't like that marble either. I like yellow cake. I don't like.
But you like a yellow cake with chocolate icing?
Kinda, yeah, but that's like, I really don't need like that either.
You full of shit.
You know my favorite kind of cake is carrot cake. Light red velvet, but red velvet doesn't have a taste. It's just red velvet, unless you put too much chocolate in it, and that's a chocolate cake. That's just red, which is weird, but people seem to like it.
Yeah, no.
I don't like a lot of, like, you got to put a little bit of, I know you got to put some in there, but don't, if you put too much in there, I'm not going to eat it, because then it tastes like chocolate cake with red food coloring and that icing, it don't bode well. So, you know.
Moving right along.
Yeah, so people, don't do that. Don't give out hall passes. Don't, you know, I mean, if you're in a
swing. I mean, for one, if I'm
pregnant with your wife, your baby. Like, if you boyfriend, girlfriend, hey, do what the fuck you want to do. Because that's not, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend don't mean nothing. It's just like a trial period to see if y'all like each other enough to get married. But if, you know, when you start living together and you have kids involved, then you're kind of serious then. But if you ain't got kids involved, hey, wild out.
I don't understand how you going to give somebody a hall pass while you pregnant.
That's why
that just sound like a nigga genius. Trying to get... It's not genius. He's an man. Idiot. But he's still an idiot, because that means you don't have no respect for the person who have your baby. Because now you finna be busting nuts and somebody else. You can get somebody else pregnant.
Maybe he feel bad about having sex while pregnant. He's like, yo, you can't do that wild stuff you used to because you're pregnant.
Listen, You gonna get this regular ass pregnant pussy if you with me. I don't see how you can go and experience new people.
He like, yo, you can move your leg all the way behind your head. Now you got this belly. You can't do that.
Okay.
And I like when you did that.
Yeah. But you gonna wait till I had this baby, then we can do it again.
That's too long, man. He like, man, that's too long. What about a hall pass?
Okay. And my answer would have been no. So she's stupid if she think that that's gonna help keep him. Because that means if he can cheat on you while you pregnant, he sure as hell gonna cheat on you while you done had the baby and have another baby and whatever else you got going on.
Amen.
Because I'm like, if the fact of me being, you know what I'm saying, pregnant with your child don't give you some level of comfort for you to just be able to be here with me, even if we can't have sex, what the problem is? Like, even if you was
man, I got
high
needs.
Risk, okay, well.
He like, yo, I got a high sex drive. I need to bust a nut at least every 24 hours. So what's good? You know, you saying you don't feel sexy no more. You crying. Talk about you pregnant. Your emotions all over the place. But this dick ain't going to suck itself.
Okay. You know I'm glad you think that's cute. I'm so glad you think that's cute. But like I said, you ain't no real nigga if you can't handle yourself.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, just
moving right along because you finna make me mad.
What you get mad for? We just talking
about that shit ain't funny.
Oh, man. TV talk. I tell y'all all the time, Queen Germ is the love of my life. She's my baby, my spades partner, my lotto, my playing partner, all that good stuff, right? Love her to death. But one thing you cannot depend on her with is watching a show that come out every week. You can't do it because, hey, her life is just not built like that. You know what I'm saying? She got things going on, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, you know, she just, Sundays are not made for watching TV for her.
And meanwhile, this nigga falls asleep every time we get to watching something. So
I mean, I can't watch TV in the bed because the bed is made to go to sleep in. Our bed is super comfortable. And when you lay in it for more than an hour, I mean, it's a good chance you're going to be sleeping that hour. I just don't understand why. I be full rested and start watching that TV. And next thing I know, I be knocked out. But I bought a chair in the room to sit up now to watch TV. So that should help. As far as power, this episode this week, I did get a chance to watch it. This was the Tommy episode. So this showed what Tommy did all the day of the ghost shooting. And, at first, you know, Tommy and Ghost was hating each other. But near the end, Tommy realized that he had to help Ghost out because somebody was trying to kill Ghost. So when he went to the club, Ghost was already shot. He was there with Ghost, and he seen the shooter. They didn't show who the shooter was, and, you know, Ghost told Tommy to go ahead and let him go. You know what I'm saying? And let him, you know, so Ghost died. But the interesting thing about Tommy that day was Tommy turned into fucking John Wick that day. Tommy killed about 9 people. He was accurate with every gun he picked up. I mean, he was shooting with a big-ass AR. He was shooting with handguns. He shot this dude through the eye. I mean, Tommy was amazing. I've never seen nobody, like, he didn't have a scratch on him. He didn't get shot once. I mean, he was, oh, my God, Tommy was nuts. He was amazing. And then, he kidnapped Proctor's daughter, and he was looking for the microchip, the little recording of him saying. Uh-huh. So once he found out that, he finally heard the recording after Tariq, he met with the girl, and Tariq told him he heard it and everything like that. And then Proctor's daughter, like, during this time she was riding around with Tommy, like, she was just, she turned into fucking Angela Lansbury. She just putting everything together, like, well, who is Ghost, and who is this, and how did you get in the house, and you know Tariq, and she's asking all these questions, and she just turned into a junior detective. So she done basically put the whole story together in her head, who killed her father and what went down, and the police show couldn't damn seem, but she put it all together, this little girl. You know, Tommy drops her back off unharmed, and he comes back the next day and told her, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, he said something to her, and she gave him the copy of the USB on the USB drive. So then he stomps it, and she's like, oh, wait, before you leave. She gives him the other copy of it she had in her necklace the whole time. You know, Tommy told her, like, hey, if you ever want to, I know you know how you feel about your dad, and if you want to come see me about it in 10 years, I won't be mad or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? So then she gave him, like, the last recording that was around her necklace, and he chews it up like a cyborg. Like, this episode was fucking crazy. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. The acting was terrible in this episode, but the storyline was kind of better. You know what I'm saying? These episodes, since the ghost shooting, have been better. Better. Not saying they've been great, but they've been better. And it was power. Like, what can you ask for? Tommy rides off into the sunset. I could not believe. The whole time I've been watching this show, I knew Tommy was going to come to a tragic death. I knew it. But no. Tommy made it out alive. I don't know which episode me and Saul Wright was talking about that. Like, who dies? Mm-hmm. But we both knew Tommy was going to die. Because Tommy killed too many people in broad daylight for him to live. He killed too many, like, people for him to just, like, Tommy killed so many people on this show with so many witnesses. And he never, nobody ever came to his door. Well, he I mean, people approached him, but he killed them too. Like, nobody's ever got to jump on Tommy. Not Ghost, not, well, Ghost had to jump on him, but they just talked it out. So, it is amazing that Tommy made it through this whole show and he didn't die. Amazing. So, I salute Tommy. Whoever plays, I think his name's like Joseph, he got some kind of weird name, like Japanese name. Sakura, that's his name, Joseph Sakura. You know what I'm saying? And I think he's like white and Japanese or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to everybody that got something to do with this show. Y'all keep us entertained. No shout out to the people that's trying to spoil, like the spoil power every week. Like, we get it. You watch the show as soon as it come on midnight Saturday night, and then you go online as soon as the show go off, and y'all start talking like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. Like, y'all stop. Because now it's like a video of like the ending. Like, I don't even think that's from Power, but we're going to find out if it is or not. Hopefully it's not, so all y'all look like dickheads is going around trying to spoil it for everybody. And you know what I'm saying?
The one that is like a posting a video of
it's like Ghost in the Mirror.
Of Ghost in the Mirror. And saying that it came from something, some other movie.
Yeah.
Or some other trailer.
Because I'm thinking, I'm looking at what he had on that night when he got shot. That's not the same outfit. Like, so why would he, you know, so that's why I don't believe that's real. And y'all people that spoiling shit, man, y'all are some miserable motherfuckers. Joe Budden just spoiled Bad Boys 3 the other day on his podcast. Not that I give a fuck, but for him to just go out there and do it, like, dude, you just admit you got millions of people listening to your show, and you're going to spoil a movie that just came out, like, that same, like, a day before you got them recorded your podcast? It's irresponsible, Joe, and I hope the people get on you. I hope you make an apology tomorrow. It is. I hope you make an apology about that tomorrow on your show, or Wednesday show. But he probably won't. He'll probably be like, fuck them niggas. He'll probably be on some shit like that, but, you know, I don't know, man. It's just weird. But, yeah, that's all for TV Talk. Next week, we're going to watch the Fall from Grace, the Tyler Perry movie, and we'll come in here and talk about that. Because we're binging Greenleaf right now. You know what I'm saying? We do about a show or two. It depends on the day. But we get one in when we can. So that's what we're watching now. We're getting caught up. I think season four. Or was it season three? It's three or four. Whatever one, the latest season that's already, what's on Netflix. We're getting caught up with that. So, you know, when we finish that season, we might come and just give you a whole Greenleaf recap.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We gotta do what we can.
Yeah, man. But yeah, we will have a Fall from Grace next week because a lot of people are talking about it. I mean, you know, the chatterbird's out already about that, but it's a Tyler Perry movie. So I knew they was going to spoil it because that crowd is the spoiling crowd. Mm. They have no decorum when it comes to TV shows.
You don't think so?
No, not at all. Not at all. So
the ghetto black bitches.
Exactly. I didn't say that. Queen Germ said it. Direct all your hate mail to queengerm@nappyafro.com.
Whatever. I don't read, so hey, yeah, I don't care.
Yep. So we'll go ahead and take a little music break real quick. Do you have a song of the week?
Yes. And I had the opportunity, which I didn't, but supporting a friend who was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I attended her head shaving ceremony.
I was so scared, people. I just knew my wife was going to come home with a bald head Sunday.
I mean, it's damn near bald, so nah, I don't see you guys.
I just like, she's going to get caught up in the moment. She's going to be crying and hugging. And next thing you know, she was like, I'm going to go ahead and do it too. And I was just like, please. So I instructed my daughter, just like, hey, man, keep mom in check, man. Don't let her make no rash decisions. And you know what I'm saying? But yeah, but go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. I was just wondering, but whatever. My song of the week, because, like I said, I had that experience. I just thought it was very emotional due to the fact that, of course, everybody was there showing support. But people don't realize, like they always say, you don't miss what you have until it's gone. And, you know, a lot of times people just don't think about that part of them until it's no longer there. And to see how emotional she got and everybody around her during this transformation, it was, like, so moving. And I would like to use my song of the week as I Am Not My Hair by NDRE. So that would be my song of the week.
All right. My song of the week is one of my favorite Jay-Z songs of all time. It's the intro on his second album. In My Lifetime, Volume 1. This is A Million by Jay-Z. If you can be easy, put the whole joint in there, not just the short album one, but the whole A Million, the Primo remix on there. I know you got it. So don't give me that face like, I had to look a little. No, you didn't have to look for it. It's in your motherfucking music thing. So I got A Million by Jay-Z. We'll be right back. Frocast, we're taking a break. Be right back after the music.
A lot of speculation on the monies I've made, honeys I've slayed. How is he for real? Is that nigga really paid? Hustlers I've met or dealt with direct. Is it true he stayed in beef and slept with a tech? What's the position you hold? Can you really match a triple platinum artist buck by buck, but only a single going gold? Rockefeller shit foe, and you left out in the cold. Is it back to charging motherfuckers 11 for a O? For the millionth time, asking me questions like Wendy Williams harassing me. They get upset when I catch feelings. Can I get a minute to breathe? And in that minute you leave, while I'm looking at my roll, ice spinning on my sleeve. Ugh, nice watch. Do you really have a spot? Like you said, in front of foe, and if so, what block? What you doing in LA with Filipinos and essays? Latinos and Chevys down by Pico with Federico. I answer all y'all questions, but then y'all got to go. Now the question I ask you is, how bad you wanna know? Black! How we do? What? How we do? 98, Primo remix, it ain't nothing different. I don't know what the hell, niggas been sniffing. Jigger still dipping, chrome on the whips and 4 days out the week, find me in the kitchen. Still in the game, nigga, hooked like glue. Poppy gave me one pie, but it cooked like two. I'm a crook like you, cats around my way was buying brand new whips and shit. What could I do, knowing I'm supposed to style? I'm the hustler's poster child, rock lizards and crocodile. Live ironic and whatnot, put all that ice on the face of a watch. Just to make it hot. Now you see me on them stages. Rocks in the air looking like blue lasers. Never fool gazes. Act cool rages. I smack them with the two aces. Mac double one. Nigga, I'm troublesome. All I got for chicks, hard dick and bubble gum. Flip bricks like Fred Barney rubble and them. It's the Rockefeller click. What's fucking with them? Not a damn thing, nigga. We doing our damn thing. Black. How we do? Come on. Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree, ladies and gentlemen? Ha! Well, they call me J-Ho because the flow is religious. Never since I was 16, I was holding digits. I'm seeing this industry clearer. As if I had coke in the trunk and cops in the rear mirror. I slow flows y'all to death, so y'all hoes know who's best. Jigger, the flow be, I bendito. For the mommies, I hablé español, mi quito. Oete, I got timing like a Segway. Now holla back, baby. Jay-Z, you motherfucking right. In the darkest nights, let off my gun for light. To guide y'all through, show you how it's done. I'm the question and the answer like Iverson. Just be private ones, no gate to lift. So when I take flight, it's from Hangar 6. Bang with this, wake up with one in your brain. And the cocaine flows straight, numbing your pain. This ain't your speed, young man. Running your lane, so I can come through doing 100 and change. I put one in your frame, picture that. Who's running the game? Let's get to that. I guess we one in the same. A million and one. Once again. Novocaine flow. Ho, you ain't know. Like a baller in an Impala. Jigger remain low. Then I pop up and tear your block up. And kick off like soccer. In a range row. Twist hoes like ankles. To the next time, nigga. I hit y'all with a million more. Get more.
Little girl with a pressing curl, age 8 I got a Jerry curl, 13 and I got a relaxer. I was
was the source of so much laughter. At 15 when it all broke off. 18 and I went all natural. February 2002 I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations. No, no. I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am the soul that lives within.
What'd she do to her hair?
I don't know. It looked crazy. I like it. I might do that. I wouldn't go that far.
Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my creativity. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. Oh, on national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bow headed like a full moon shining, singing out to the whole wide world like, hey, hey, hey,
I am not my head.
I am not my head.
I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no.
All right, man, we back after the music, man. Hope y'all enjoyed that, man. Still, man, that song right there, man. That Jay-Z, that nigga was killing it on that one, man. Woo! Woo! Did any other people get their hair cut at this ceremony, or she was the only one?
She was the only one.
So nobody stole her thunder. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. All right. You got to keep it 100 this week, man.
Yeah, my keep it 100 is when you're thinking about stealing anybody's thunder. When somebody passes away, and it happens, we all are going to have our day.
Yes, sir.
But the thing is, you cannot, it is in poor taste, because obviously you can do what you want to do. But it is in poor taste when you are rehashing memories that are not so pleasant or would be the best, you know, look of the person. So, I say if you're going to speak of the deceased, try to speak of pleasant things.
100.
Don't talk about, oh yeah, you my nigga, da 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 da, we was locked up together, or we was this together. I remember you used to call me all the time when you was in prison. And I mean, those types of things, they ain't really necessary. When you realize that a person is married when they die, it's no reason for you to pick up pictures when y'all was dating. You weren't dating now. Like, are you trying to tell the people that you were dating upon this person's, you know what I'm saying, passing? But we all know that you wasn't, because the pictures that you chose to use was pictures when you was in high school. Like, so clearly, if we in our 40s, that just pictures. You know what I'm saying? You don't have no recent memories besides what you had in high school. And I get it that you are grasping for the last memories that you had for you to get closure, but that's not the proper forum for you to do it, especially on social media, when his wife, his kids can see all of this mm-hmm. stuff. So it's just not in good taste. So when you grieve in your way that's not offensive. Because to me, is very disrespectful for in the loss of somebody for your memories of them to harm those who are closest to them. Mm. So we just need to be mindful on how we grieve. That's my keeping 100.
Okay, because I thought you was going a whole nother way with it because you said don't talk bad about the dead. I'm like, say, I don't know now. If niggas was some bitch-ass niggas in life, you a bitch-ass nigga in death.
Here you go with the foolishness.
That ain't the foolishness. That's the truth. So you mean to tell me somebody that was a piece of shit while they was living, soon as they die, you got to say something good about them?
You don't say nothing at all.
Fuck that shit, man. You don't say anything at all. Hell nah. I don't believe that shit. If you was a fuck nigga when you was living, you a fuck nigga when you dead. Simple as that. I ain't going to spit on your grave or nothing like that. But I
mean, you might as well. You don't say it all
out. If somebody asks me about you, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm gonna be like, yo, like, nigga was a fuck nigga. You know, God bless the dead, but he was a fuck nigga. That's what I would say. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Simple as that. But yeah, man. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail.
That ain't had nothing to do with you, but yeah, go ahead. Since you got your personal testimonies over here.
My keeping 100, man, look, we see it every year. And every year, y'all ain't doing nothing about it. So I think it's time for me to step up and say something. People, stop using Martin Luther King on y'all party flyers for MLK weekend.
100.
Matter of fact, don't throw no MLK parties at all. Don't throw no parties in the name of MLK weekend. Just throw your regular motherfucking club flyer that week. Because I seen some disrespectful shit this weekend. I done seen MLK with a fucking beard, with an outline of a beard. I done seen MLK with chains on. I done seen MLK doing the sniper motherfucking thing. I don't want to see it no more. MLK got tight jeans on. MLK got the white tee on, bandana on his head. MLK got gold teeth. Y'all stop fucking with this man legacy, bro. Like, listen.
They don't care. Niggas is out here getting it in.
Y'all motherfuckers don't. Look, please, man. This shit is just unnecessary. Use somebody else. Quit fucking with MLK, man. Don't do that shit to his leg. It's bad enough the white people acting like they love the man. You know what I'm saying? They didn't love this man when he was alive, but all of a sudden he's a good. Oh, he's a good man. What? No, no. Y'all didn't have that same love for him when he was walking the earth. So stop acting like you love this man now. So black people, quit making this man a character. He is Martin Luther King. I'm not saying he should be regarded, he walk on water or nothing. But I'm just saying he did do a lot for us Negroes. Okay?
For y'all niggas.
Yes. I mean, he did do a lot for us. So please, show some respect. Don't put him on your party flyer. Just stop it. Just stop it. Yeah, that shit is... it's unnecessary. Come on now. Like, damn.
The people say they thinking about what would MLK do.
No, I mean,
they think that he would have been out there partying with the people.
That is so ridiculous, bro. I mean, golly, MLK didn't dress like y'all little fuck boys, man. This man wore a suit most of the time. At least a sleeveless, a collar shirt. You know, what do you call them shit? Short sleeve collar shirt with a damn tie on and some damn hard bottoms. Y'all got this man dressed up.
They got him out there with the big booty girls.
I'm talking about.
They got him out there looking like he finna have him a good old time.
This man was a member of a fraternity or something, wasn't he?
Alpha Phi Alpha. He was the best.
Yeah, he was one of them. Show that man some respect.
I don't want to hurt nobody feeling so, I guess.
Golly. Man. So, yes. Stop using MLK and y'all little party flies. I'm sick of it. I laugh at some of them, but then I shake my head at most.
Yeah, you kind of had to laugh at some of them.
I mean, because it's like, I laughed because it was fucking ridiculous.
It was just like, it was just like so out of place. For me, it was.
This nigga had a Beijing beard on one of them. I was just like, why is MLK got a Beijing beard?
You stupid.
Oh, shoot, man. Well, y'all's my keeping 100, man. winners and losers time. Queen Germ, do you have any winners?
Yes, I'm going to have to say my winner is Wendy Williams.
Winner?
I mean...
she farted on TV.
I know. Right? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I would like to talk every now and then.
I'm sorry.
But
you know me. I like you to build them up and I tear them down.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't on this time. I'm just saying, like, first of all, I'm going to say she went in simply because of the fact that you on a show, you know you had to fart. Maybe you didn't know that it was going to make a sound.
But you mic'd the fuck up.
But you leaned So you lean to the side. I'm just feeling like you a G about your shit. You know what I'm saying? You lean over to the side and stop talking. Mm. Because to me, if I knew I was going to pass gas, I would have continued talking, talked a little bit louder, coughed, sneezed, something. I would have said something
so the crowd could start clapping or something, and then I'll let it go.
And then you could have passed gas.
Said your little, okay, or whatever your little catchphrase is.
And then you're like, oh yeah, now.
That's when you let it slide.
And keep it moving. Nobody would have known. But you lean to the side. You also stopped talking. Therefore, you knew it was going to be silent. And you passed gas because you thought it wasn't going to make no noise. But it did. And so, you know, hey, you got to roll with it. You Wendy Williams, you say,
her bad built body.
I mean, but it's sad because, you know, the people are coming for her head.
I mean, shit, like last year when she passed out on the damn show.
In some costume or something.
When she was dressed up like Liberty, she just, boom.
I'm just like, she need to get her shit together. Whoever your trainer is and all these other things.
She going through a thing. Her husband divorcing and all
y'all
that.
Y'all got to get it together.
Yeah, man.
You can't just be out here all willy nilly thinking just because you done made a name that it ain't gonna go nowhere. People make you earn your keep every day, so you can't just be out here freestyling. But I said she was my winner because I said she was a G about it. I mean, passing gas is a natural process, so hey,
so they say
bodily function. So ain't no need to shame the lady, but at the same time, you got to be more careful, girl. Got to be more careful.
Well, my winner is this retiree. He's decided to spend the rest of his life at a Holiday Inn since it's cheaper than a senior home.
Winner.
My lord.
64-year-old Terry Robinson. See, look. He doing right by his money. Is a working-class retiree trying to make his money last throughout the remainder of his life. And Holiday Inn is the clear winner. According to Facebook post from Robeson, in which he evaluated the per-day cost of staying in a retirement home for seniors and the daily cost of staying at the Holiday Inn, Robeson found out when applying the senior discount he qualifies for, the Holiday Inn will cost less than $60 a day. The senior home, on the other hand, costs around $188 per day. So you're looking at about almost three times as much. He said that leaves $128 a day for lunch and dinner in any restaurant we want or room service, laundry, gratuities, and special TV movies. Plus, they provide a spa, swimming pool, a workout room, a lounge, a washer, dryer. He said most have free toothpaste and razors, and all have free shampoo and soap. $5 worth of tips a day, and you'll have the entire staff scrambling to help you. Scrambling, he said, for $5. The entire staff for $5.
He having too much.
Bitch, you got your head fucked up. Bitch, that's $5 a piece. Nigga, we ain't scrambling around here to take care of you for $5. You the nigga that live here? Oh, nigga, you not getting no service. Because if you live in, you in room 118, and everybody know, oh, nigga 118 needs something. Nigga, if somebody room, any other room called, they going to go before you, my nigga. Because you here every day. Nigga, please. Then he say, you know, you get the free breakfast every day too, I presume. He said, it takes months to get into decent nursing homes. Holiday Inn will take your reservation today. And you're not stuck in one place forever. You can move from end to end or even from city to city. He said, the inn has nice security and daily room service. The maid checks to see if you are okay. If not, they'll call the ambulance or the undertaker. He said, if you fall and break a hip, Medicare will pay for the hip. And Holiday Inn will upgrade you to a suite for the rest of your life. Jesus, he got this all mapped out.
Yeah, because he planning on it.
He said over the course of the year, Robeson would pay approximately $21,900 to stay at the Holiday Inn at the senior discount rate for 365 days. The retirement home he looked at would cost $68,620. And that's typically the price for a senior home. Wow. Jesus, I couldn't pay $100,000 to keep my... Like, I'm sorry. You just going to stay with me or... I had you living in somebody's neighborhood terrorizing them. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody
familiar.
I know. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ. They say the cost of living in this home is the median annual cost for assisted living is $43,539. For a private room in a nursing home, you're looking at $92,378. Jesus Christ. Damn, they are taxing these old people.
Oh, yeah, it pays.
$1,500 to $6,000 a month? No wonder that nigga trying to lose it. Man, hey, bro, look, well, we know what we doing. We retired. We living in the damn hotels, baby.
No.
We go from room to room, get that damn discount every day. Yes. Our kids want to come see us. Oh, my grandma got a pool. Yeah, my granddaddy got a pool. Yeah, they got a gym, a pool. They like, oh, shit. Your grandparents lit. Nigga, they come. I thought you said your grandpa. Yeah, that's where they live at. In the hotel.
Not at the Holiday Inn or whatever you said. That, hey, like, they ain't got no hotel. I mean, they ain't got no pool.
The Drury.
I'm talking about this mess you just called out. What that is?
What? The Holiday Inn?
Yeah, Holiday Inn ain't got no
Yeah, he got a pool. He said he got a pool in there.
Okay.
Yeah. So shout out to him. He's my winner. Who's your loser?
I'm going to have to say my loser is Miss Casey.
Loser.
And they say the names have been changed to protect the innocent. Oh, I say
Miss Casey. Who, Casey Anthony? What she did now?
Not recently. But this young lady, she was having a little jitters like a lot of people do when they get married. Just wondering if this is the right thing for me to do. So she decided that, you know, she was going to, you know, do a little digging to make sure that she was doing the right thing by marrying this guy. So in front of all of her friends, y'all friends and family, y'all are going up there to the altar. Instead of reading out her vows, she read out text messages that her fiance had sent his significant other, who obviously was not her. So in this whole process, you know, you're thinking that the person's finna give these heartfelt...
she exposed
him. Yes, she exposed him at the altar. And I mean, I just feel like for me, I just wouldn't waste my time doing it because... Like, you got your friends and family here, you embarrassing yourself, too.
What if they all know about it? So you got to, like, hey, I got to put on for my city. I got to show them, like, girl. Oh, girl,
I'm about
you,
that life.
You, girl, you got his ass. That's what I'm talking about. He's sitting there thinking you about to marry him. Girl, you read him for filth. Ooh, you read. Ooh, girl, you did that. You did that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, maybe it was for her ego. It was for her ego.
Was it?
Ego. That's what that was.
I think that's men.
No, women got ego, too.
I mean, you do, but ain't nobody gonna put this. I ain't going to go and put on that dress, and I ain't going to do all of that. For me to stand up there just to read you?
Yeah, got to. Especially if he paid for the wedding. Oh, and nigga, I'm wearing this dress, nigga. And what?
And more than likely, he was not. Because her mama or her funds probably was paying for it. Thank you very much.
Tell him, girl.
So she gave him the business. Everything was planned out to the T, as the thing says. And they decided that they were not going to be together the first, you know, the couple of days before the wedding. You know, everybody want to do their own thing, have any little parties, whatever, whatever. So when they get there, of course, you thinking that, what'd you call it? Everything is on point because you were all excited to see the person because y'all hadn't seen each other for a couple of days. And then, you know, she walking down the aisle and y'all supposed to exchange vows and she dropped a bomb on him.
Dang. That's tough right there.
Yeah.
Well, my loser, I don't know if this story is real or not, but
this sounds
for the sake of the forecast, I'm going to read it like it is. It says, a Florida man has been arrested after authorities report he was tranquilizing alligators in the Everglades and then raping them.
Loser.
Oh, now that's disgusting.
57-year-old Sean Killams was found by Florida authorities in the act of engaging in sexual intercourse with a tranquilized alligator Sunday afternoon. Now, how did you know if it was a male or female alligator?
Does
alligator have a dick? I mean, I was just asking. Like, I mean,
I don't know, but all I'm trying to figure out is how you
find
think
that out. Look it up, see if an alligator got a penis.
How you think that's even sexy to be?
Well, I'm reading this. Yeah, I just like at what point? Authorities say they tased Sean as he was not following police orders. Police say Sean was also high on crystal meth. You don't say. You was fucking having sex with an alligator. Something is wrong with your fucking ass. Police later found dozens of tranquilizers and firearms near where police arrested Sean. According to police, Sean kept claiming he was possessed by the late Steve Irwin, an Australian TV personality who was known as simply the Crocodile Hunter. Oh my God. Florida authorities say they would do better to protect the Everglades wildlife and to arrest more Florida men for their apparent tendency to create disturbing news headlines. Wow. Gotta be careful down in the Everglades because they got them super snakes down there where people then like let they pythons, you know, people get pythons as pets, right? Mm-hmm. But when they get too big, you know, they just let them out in the wild. So once they get in the wild, they made it with the native snake and created a new snake that wasn't new to this area. So now you got a more like, and it's destroying the ecosystem down there because this snake now is eating animals they ain't supposed to eat. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just eating whatever's out there, and it's eating up animals that's messing up the habitat. You know, my daughter did a report on it, you know, too. That's the reason why I know a little bit about it. You know what I'm saying? But, shout out to them. You got to be careful down there in the Everglades because it's wild down there. I got two losers, and my other loser, sad to announce, everybody, if you are from Georgia, you've eaten at this place. You know all about it. Well, go ahead.
So did you want to know that?
Yeah. Go ahead.
The alligator has a penis.
Yes.
And they said they are permanently erect.
Wow.
Alligators are always erect. So.
Do they have a picture of this? Just for research purposes.
Yeah, apparently you're interested. I mean, it's on. It's science.
Alligator penis. A bungee. Bungee penis. Sign up to keep reading.
Oh, shucks.
So this, yeah, man. They want you to sign up for something. Get a blocker. Let's see what we got here. Yeah. Wow. So we'll look that up on our own time. We're not going to do it on the show. But so according to National Geographic, the alligator has a permanently erect bungee penis. Wow.
Yes.
He's always erect.
Yes, it is.
Yo, we need to find... Hey, listen, we need to find... Alligators be old as fuck, so they be walking around like with 75-year-old erect penises, bro.
Yeah, always erect, hidden penis.
And hidden. It just out on your ass.
That's on the life science.
Wow. Man, look at that.
You got some other weird genitalia for some other animals, I guess. Reptile genitalia.
So this man's out here raping fucking alligators and don't even know if he was fucking a man or a woman.
I don't think it matters. I mean, you fucking an alligator. I'm going to need it not to even have a... I mean, you don't have a preference. And you done going from humans to fucking
I'm surprised alligators. Another alligator didn't come up and eat his fucking ass while he was in there beating up some... Getting some...
Okay, come on. Next thing on the docket.
Okay, my other loser is... If you're from Georgia, you've eaten at this place.
Loser.
At least once in your lifetime. You might even work there. Crystals. Crystals has filed for bankruptcy. Chapter 11, saying they have $50 to $100 million in debt. They said they're going to, however, stay open and try to work their way through it and see if some people want to buy some franchises. And, this is the second time they filed for bankruptcy. They filed for bankruptcy one time in 97 because they weren't paying people unpaid wages. Did you get in on that?
Because I know don't you think still work.
See, you probably got some money out there on the books from Crystals. Don't even know about it.
I need to get it then.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Them books closed. Now it's done.
They're going bankrupt. So yeah. I'm sure they ain't got my money sitting nowhere.
Yeah, because they was owned by like a Chattanooga company. Then they got bought by Atlanta company. Yeah, so.
That's probably when it fell off.
What? No, they fell off from when they was in Tennessee, and the Atlanta company bought it in 97 to keep them afloat. But now Crystals is bankrupt, so, I don't know how long they're going to stay open, but you better go in there and get your Crystals while you can, man. I mean, Crystals, they fucked up when they started trying to expand the menu. I mean, if you sell, you sell what you sell. Like, I remember Crystals was selling big burgers and shit, and I was just like...
They do.
I was like, nobody come to Crystals for no big-ass burger. We come to Crystals for, like, yo, stick to the Crystals. I mean, maybe even the little the crispy chicks or whatever like that. The corn dogs is decent. Work on your fries, man. Get some better fries in there. Crystals, man. Y'all can... It's a place for y'all in this. Y'all 24 hours. What I'm saying? It's a place for y'all to win. You know what I'm saying? But y'all trying to expand the menu with big burgers and all that shit? Like, no, we don't come here for that. You know, it's already bad enough you bit White Castle. You know what I'm saying? But you didn't, I guess y'all feel like, oh, we down south. They'll never find us.
Oh, my God. He'll never find us.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's probably what y'all thinking. But, it is what it is. So, Crystals, y'all my loser for handling business bad, man. Because I haven't eaten there in some years. But, I enjoy it. Sometimes we see one, we'll stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, we used to stop at one all the time on our way to Savannah.
Yeah, Crystals.
But then when I get to Savannah, I never want it. You know what I'm saying? But, like, on the way there, like, we stopped at one in Jacksonville, I stopped there. But when we get to Savannah, we're there everywhere. Because when I'm in Savannah, I'm only eating in one place. Because I went to fucking Barnes last time. I'm sorry to go into a rant about food. Beezy got to edit this, so he's probably disgusted by now because we talk about food. But I went to Barnes on Waters. Mm-hmm. They have a fucking 85B. And it's been 85B for like the last two times I've been there. So when I walked in there, I seen the 85B on the wall. I was kind of like, man, like. And then they fucking chicken tender box is high as hell. It's $9.99.
It's good though.
No, it's not better than the carry here. I finally came to that. Maybe because the 85B made me just like, ugh. I was disgusted. Man, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
I mean, I'm sorry for your disappointment.
Carrie Hill is the one. Hers tastes like fresh chicken. Like, they ripped it off the bone or something and dipped it in that batter and fried it up. Because none of her chicken tenders look alike. You know what I'm saying?
They don't.
No, man. Carrie Hill, you did something. Oh, man. Carrie knows what she's doing over there.
Does she?
Yes. Yes. That's when I remember the first time I told her, I was at Nate's house. And it was me, Nate, Pam. We were talking. I said, yeah, I'm about to see my side girl. And Pam was like, I'm fitting to tell. Like, I was like, what you talking about? I said, she know about her, you know what I'm saying? Then she's like, who? I said, her name Carrie. Then she was like, was she white or something? I said, I don't know what she is, but I know she can cook her ass off. And she said, see, now you're getting disrespectful. I'm about to call. And I was just like, talking about Carrie here. And she was like, oh, you so stupid. She was
I mean, I'm going to need you to not be so bold.
It was so funny to wear because she was just like, nigga, like, I'm finna tell. Like,
I always got somebody on my team.
Yeah. So,
you know. Somebody looking out
for me. Oh, man. So those are my losers. It's the time of the show. Queen Germ, do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam. You going to do it? I'm going to do it.
I'm just mouthing it with you. See, if you just do your thing. See, that's the problem with y'all people. You can't perform. You let one person in the show stop you from doing what you got to do. Go ahead and do your thing, please.
Okay. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents
and
her
you
city.
And you let that go, because that ain't you, nigga. Fall back and say your shit.
I'm just reiterating that you represent your city.
And you don't need to, nigga. You don't need to re-emphasize.
People like when I do that.
They don't.
They comment.
Don't.
They comment.
I promise you they don't.
They comment and say
I
they
promise
like
you they don't. I promise you they don't.
But my shout-out's going to see, look, people. Every week, man, when it, between that little... The little transition from her shout outs to mine, it always turned into something.
Yeah, because you always want to shine, and there ain't no need for you to do all that. If you're supposed to be the professional and I'm the sidekick, then let me have my couple of moments. Just let me have them.
Okay.
I ain't got a whole lot going for myself with this show business. So I just need you to have some respect for my little 12 seconds and let me be. Man. So go on and say your shit now so we can get out this cool ass thing.
Oh, man, my shout-outs go a little something like this, man. Shout-out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, Jay Williams, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Happy Birthday, Steph from B-More. Let me see who else. Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, AP, Dragon Lady, Queen of the Hood Boogers, shout out to Sleazy, Filthy, and all the other black farmers out there, man. You know, shout out to y'all. Oh, man. Shout out to, who else we got? Anybody off that site to fuck with the kid? Shout out to 12 Cal, 12 Cal Podcast. Just finished listening. Well, I ain't finished listening to it. Your boy Eclectic Wildin', bro. How he don't like Outkast, bro? Like, that shit wild to me. I was sitting there listening to y'all's. They did the top R&B albums of the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that was a pretty good show. So shout out to 12 Cow, 12 Cow Podcast. Shout out to Dr. Brace and everybody, Dr. Brace Network, the disrespectful motherfucking MJ, Dr. Cam, K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to my brothers over there. Go check them out, drabrasive.com. Shout out to Laugh Line Sports Podcast, Something Like Podcast, The Humbly Arrogant Show, The Two Smart Dummies, any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all.
The Dashes,
Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, shout out to y'all. Anybody else fuck with us the long way, short way, no way, y'all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. I get the shout outs tightened up next time. Who knows, man?
Yeah, tighten it up.
If I forgot your name, don't blame me. Blame this cold ass air. But yeah, man. Go ahead, rate your show so we can get out of here.
I'm gonna give mine a 9.0.
9.0, man. I'm going, man. Hey, look, man. I was damn near flawless today, baby. I'm going.
You tell a lie.
I'm going 9.9. Damn near flawless. Damn near. You know.
Not when you was butchering up the
Butchering up what?
What you call it?
What?
Your shout outs. You just was fucking that up.
But that's you know, okay. That's every week. Okay. Talk about the show.
Okay.
Not the shout outs and okay. the intro okay. or,
yeah.
or the other stuff in okay. between. That's just the show.
That's the show. That's what it is.
I had good punchlines. I had witty comebacks.
It was all right.
My reading was on point today. Just I didn't sound remedial or nothing like that.
Hey, it's all good.
I was bringing it, man. I was bringing it. I was like Dame Lillard, 60-point game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh,
I'd be remiss to say that Netflix documentary about my boy Aaron Hernandez, I don't believe none of it. I know my nigga wasn't gay, bro. Fuck that shit. There's no way that nigga was. They had this man being a fucking serial killer and a fucking all-star football player. Not possible. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe it. He was a Gator. They tried to besmirch the name of Tim Tebow. Hey, man, props to Tim Tebow. He just got married, man. So that man ain't a virgin no more, finally. Yeah, so shout out to him, Tim Tebow, and the lovely Miss Tebow. I don't know her name. It doesn't matter. You know, you're married to a superstar, you know.
In your eyes.
In the world's eyes. But, yeah, man, other than that, man, don't forget about our voicemail, 347-201-2572. Don't forget to give us a good rating on all the DSPs out there, whatever podcast reader you use. Don't forget about our Patreon. If you join for as little as a dollar, y'all better hurry up and get in. Why a dollar? Because Beezy said the price going up next month. February 1st, he said it's going up to $2.
Okay.
So y'all better get y'all money together, man. So it's going up. So I'm just letting you know now. Get in now. Why it's a dollar before that price go up to $2 on your ass. And then, you know, you be behind that paywall. And, yeah. So I guess that's it, man. Episode 388. Excuse me, 389 is in the books. 388 been in the books. This is 389
okay,
right here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm your boy King Germ.
And I'm your girl Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace. Hey, stop, nigga.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com